You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Is what does Matthew Broderick play in this? He's not back in high school, is he?
No, he plays a teacher.
Okay. Well, I thought we were going to have Ferris Bueller's Day Off again.
No. I mean, you know, he can never fully escape that one. But as was noted, you know, he was good in more than one film, and this is that film.
I never quite understood Matthew Broderick's appeal. I just never did. I like him in like the producers, that type of thing. But when it came to movies, he had a certain boyish quality that never seemed to jive with me in some of the more serious films. Wasn't there one that he did? He was in the Civil War?
Glory.
Glory.
Well, you know, he's devoted the majority of his career to the stage. In things like The Producers. So, as he is well aware, he'll be remembered for, you know, Ferris Bueller, certainly. And let's hope he's come to terms with that.
Yeah. Well, he's had a little time to go with that. But, all right, very cool. So we got two good ones. So let's quickly give them back to everybody. We're going to bypass Cooties.
We got to avoid Cooties. Like I said, you should definitely check out Paper Plane.
Paper Plane.
And Election.
Election with Matthew Broderick.
Which is on some of the streaming services right now.
Where's Paper Plane? Where can I catch that one?
Paper Planes is out on DVD. It's also streaming in some places, so you can find it.
All right. I think you got me on that one. I think I'm good with that one. All right. Very cool. Appreciate it, sir. You've got your homework now. We got to get some horror films in there. But you already threw zombies at me, and
I did, in fact, in some way throw zombies at
me. And it was zombie-esque. Didn't work. So, all right. Very good. Thank you so much. We'll talk to you next Friday, Mike. Thanks.
Next Friday.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
That is Mike at the Movies, good friend of mine, independent film reviewer, giving you three films, one to avoid, Cooties. Paper Plane is on there, and Election. Check them out, and use your cinematic time, theater, your time, and movie money to pick the right choice. All right, we're at a breaking point. Going to do the news and weather. We'll be back with more of Good Morning Hunterdon in just a few minutes.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Headline News. I'm Ron Taylor. The winner of this year's Nobel Peace Prize is a bit of a surprise to many who expected one of the favorites like Pope Francis or Secretary of State John Kerry to receive the Nobel.
The Norwegian Nobel Committee has decided that the Nobel Peace Prize for 2015 is to be awarded to the Tunisian National Dialogue Quartet.
The quartet was honored for paving the way for peaceful dialogue and helping to build a pluralistic democracy in Tunisia, the birthplace of the Arab Spring. In a huge surprise, House Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy is out for the race as Speaker of the House. The California Republican withdrew his name in a closed meeting of House Republicans. McCarthy told reporters that his withdrawal is the best thing for the party. He faced growing opposition from the most conservative members of the Republican caucus. President Obama will be in Roseburg, Oregon today to meet with the families of the victims of last week's shooting. White House spokesman Josh Earnest says he expects the meetings will be private. This is USA Headline News.
Last season, Undateable went where no other sitcom dares.
In front of everyone, live!
Viewers and critics were blown away.
Do I feel a hug coming on?
Now, Undateable will be live all season long in a totally new TV experience where viewers make suggestions live during the show on social media.
I feel like this wasn't in the script.
It's not just live, it's alive. TV's only live sitcom premieres in a one-hour event. Undateable Live, tonight on NBC.
Welcome to the show that really stinks, Odor Events, brought to you by Citrus Magic. Today, the Jones family will name all the odor events they can in 30 seconds. Ready? Go!
Rotten garbage can.
Yes, Molly.
Ew, musty basement.
Good. Jimmy.
Poopy diaper.
Yep, Haley.
Smelly socks.
Yes, Dave.
Stinky litter box.
Yes, Molly.
Ugh, funky fridge fumes.
Good.
A discovery of oil in Israel could shake up the region. USA senior correspondent Jason Wirt has the story.
EFIC Oil and Gas has announced the discovery of a potentially giant oil field in Israel's Golan Heights that could change not only Israel's entire economy, but the economy of the region. The oil field has been described as being about 10 times larger than the world average for an oil strata. The find could more than fulfill Israel's daily need for 270,000 barrels of oil. Military officials are expressing concern because the field is located close to Syria and Lebanon. IDF officials say the field could become a major target for Hezbollah and other terrorist groups. I'm Jason Wirt.
Some big companies are going to start using Apple Pay in 2016. Apple says Starbucks, KFC, and Chili's will support Apple's touchless payment service next year. The head of Apple Pay broke the news at a conference Thursday. Jennifer Bailey said Starbucks will introduce a pilot program for the Tap and Pay service before this year is out. This is USA Headline News.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and...
You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Or trouble seeing far away is a common condition. Dr. Rishi Singh with the Cleveland Clinic says the number of people who have it is growing.
Part of that's due to more near activity work as we are children. More computers in schools when we're earlier on the age group is one of the theories as far as why this occurs.
Nearsightedness runs in families and usually appears in childhood. Some experts believe the condition is caused by a combination of genetic factors and certain activities, like using a handheld device or reading. Research suggests more outdoor activity may protect a child from becoming nearsighted. Dr. Rishi Singh with the Cleveland Clinic recommends kids do near vision activities in moderation. I'm Ron Taylor, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
We'll be right back.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
It's 9:04. It's time for Hunterdon Chamber Radio weather. It is 60 degrees right now, overcast skies, 80% chance of precipitation today. Today is Friday. It's TGIF, October 9th, 2015. Cloudy skies this morning, followed by thunderstorms during the afternoon. Gusty winds and small hail are possible and a high of 79. Oh, we got out of the 80. Winds southwest at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Chance of rain is 80%. Thunderstorms this evening, then skies turning partly cloudy after midnight, a low of 46. Winds northwest at 5 to 10 miles an hour, chance of rain is 80%. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow, a high of 66. Winds north at 5 to 10 miles an hour. On Sunday, except for a few afternoon clouds, mainly sunny, 71, 75, and sunny skies on Monday. Considerable cloudiness with occasional rain showers and a high near 70 on Tuesday the 13th. Wednesday the 14th, except for a few afternoon clouds, mainly sunny and a high of 66. Temperatures in our area, 69 over in Reddington, 60 over in Baptistown, 62 in Ringos and East Amwell, 68 over in Phillipsburg, 69 over in Clinton Township and Glen Gardner. Good morning, Hunterdon. That's Hunterdon Chamber Radio weather. Phantom Planet. Whoop. That was Phantom Planet. No, they're back. Phantom Planet. It is 7 after 9. Looks like we might have some interesting weather going on there. I need you to work on that. It's going to be warm, humid, and thunderstorms and hail does not sound like a good commuting option. So please do something about that before you get on the road. You might even listen to Hunterdon Chamber Radio to get the latest weather as you're coming on in. So the sports guys will be giving that to you. Or Pat Smits. It's the Law with Pat Smits. They'll be giving you that information when you're listening to them on your way home from work. It is 8 after 9. A little early, but why don't we get to the traffic and find out what's going on. on our Hunton County roads right now. And I don't have anything. That's good. Everybody's doing fine out there and not getting themselves in any jams or winding up in any incidents. So that's very good stuff to hear. So let's keep it that way. Let's get off the radar. Let's not get involved. Good morning, Hunter and Hunt Chamber Radio Traffic. And it's time for a little history from History.com for, it's October 9th, 2015. Let's see what the lead story is. Actually, we were foreshadowing it yesterday. Che Guevara is executed today on 1967. Socialist revolutionary and guerrilla leader, age 39, is killed by the Bolivian army. The U.S. military-backed Bolivian forces captured Guevara on October 8th. While battling his band of guerrillas in Bolivia, and assassinated him the following day. His hands were cut off as proof of death, and his body was buried in an unmarked grave. In 1997, Guevara's remains were found and sent back to Cuba, where they were reburied in a ceremony attended by President Fidel Castro and thousands of Cubans. Sounds very similar to what we kind of did with the Osama bin Laden, doesn't it? In 1992, 18-year-old Michelle Knapp is watching television in her parents' living room in Peekskill, New York, when she hears a thunderous crash in the driveway. Alarmed, Knapp ran outside to investigate. What she found was startling, to say the least, a sizable hole in the rear end of the car, an orange 1980 Chevy Malibu. Well, I'm already scared because it's a Chevy Malibu. A matching hole in the gravel driveway underneath the car, and in the hole, the culprit, what looked like an ordinary bowling ball-sized rock. It was extremely heavy for its size. It weighed about 28 pounds, shaped like a football, and warm to the touch. Also, it smelled vaguely of rotten eggs. The next day, a curator from the American Museum of Natural History in New York City confirmed that the object was a genuine meteorite. In 1942, Chicago bootlegger Roger the Terrible Tucci escapes the Illinois Statesville prison by climbing the guards tower. Tucci, who had been framed for kidnapping by his bootlegging rivals with the help of corrupt Chicago officials, was serving a 99-year sentence for a kidnapping he did not commit. He was recaptured a couple months later. And there we have it. We had that whole thing going on up in New York, right? 1974, German businessman Oskar Schindler, credited with saving 1,200 Jews from Holocaust, dies at the age of 66. Is there any real reason to... I mean, the man is obviously a legend, and there's no way to continue to pile on accolades, but certainly somebody who should be celebrated and has been. 1940, during the Battle of Britain, the German Luftwaffe launches a heavy nighttime air raid on London. The dome of St. Paul's Cathedral was pierced by Navy Nazi bombs, leading to the high altar in ruin. It was one of the few occasions that the 17th century cathedral suffered significant damage during Germany near ceaseless bombing raids in London in the fall of 1940. 1975, we're already hearing about the Nobel awards going out, but Andrei Dmitriev Sakharov, the Soviet physicist who helped build the USSR's first hydrogen bomb, is awarded the Nobel Prize for Peace in recognition of his struggle against the abuse of power and violations of human dignity in all its forms. Sakharov was forbidden by the Soviet government from personally traveling to Oslo, Norway to accept the award. In 1976, disco classical hybrid, The Fifth of Beethoven, is the number one song on the U.S. pop charts by Walter Murphy. He turned his knowledge of classical repertoire into commercial ambitions into a smash hit record, the fifth of Beethoven, which reached the top of the Billboard charts on this day in 1976. And in 1936, on this day, harnessing the power of the mighty Colorado River, Hoover Dam begins sending electricity over a transmission line spanning 266 miles of mountains and deserts to run the lights, radios, and stoves of Los Angeles. In 1934, the St. Louis Cardinals defeat the Detroit Tigers in the seventh game of the World Series. No one seems to know exactly who was the first to call this year's Cards the Gas House Gang, but everyone agrees that the nicknames had to do with the team's close resemblance to the rowdy, dirt-streaked assemblage of thugs and hung around the Gas House District on Manhattan's east side. In any case, the matchup between St. Louis, disheveled, broil-prone gang, and the Ace Tigers remains as legendary sports writer Grant Lynn Rice predicted it would, quote, one of the most interesting postseason championships ever played, unquote. That is Today in History from History.com for October 9th, 2015. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back. Close your ears.
Big C coming to you from HuntingtonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Huntington County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good Morning Huntington kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Huntington County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Huntington, HuntingtonChamberRadio.com.
Good evening, this is Dr. Blood and my pal Igor. We want to invite you to visit us at the haunted village of the Red Mill in Clinton, New Jersey. Come by to have a cup of hot tea with me on October 9th, 10th, 16th, 17th, 23rd, and 24th. Tickets are on sale online at the Red Mill Haunted Village.org. The prices are $30 for regular admission and $45 for express pass. Don't forget to scare up a coupon from our local merchants. We hope to have you soon.
This is Jeannie Aversa, CRPC, financial advisor at Patton Hidine Associates. Do you have questions about your retirement? Like, will your money last throughout your lifetime? Will you have enough to live the life you want? And when will you be able to retire? If so, you're not alone. As a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., Patton Hidine Associates can help you find the answers with the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. We'll work with you one-to-one to understand your goals and discuss the four key areas of retirement, including covering your essentials, lifestyle, protection, and legacy needs. From there, we'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap with clear steps you can take to help you retire on your terms. Call Patton Hidine Associates today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
If you're looking to get in front of thousands of new customers, connect with your current customers, you don't want to miss out on the largest business show in Hunterdon County. The 27th annual Hunterdon County Business and Home Expo, coming up on a new date, Thursday, November 5th, in a new location at Hunterdon Central High School in Flemington at the Fieldhouse in Common from 2 to 7 p.m. You surely want to sign up. You surely want to exhibit. Something you don't want to miss. Contact the Chamber at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at hunterdonchamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HunterdonChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
Hit it!
Here comes the hot stepper, I'm the lyrical gangster. Big up the crew in the area. Still have it like that. No, no, we don't die. Yes, we multiply.
All right, welcome back to Good Morning Hunterdon on Big on HunterdonChamber.com. I am Big C, and we're celebrating Friday. Need you to worry about the commute, though. It's gonna be interesting, if you know what I mean. It's 19 after 9. We got other things we got to talk about. Got some news here. Want to catch you up on. And first one is this. Crime Stoppers of Hunterdon pitting, I hope that's pitting or putting a dent in crime. I don't know whether there's a typo or not on that. So, putting a dent in crime. Staff at NJ Advanced Media for NJ.com reported yesterday that Crime Stoppers of Hunterdon County has amassed an impressive record of assisting law involvement in solving crimes in Hunterdon County, all through anonymous tips they received. A nonprofit organization of civic-minded individuals, Crime Stoppers provides a way for people to safely and anonymously report information about crime activity to law enforcement. Cash awards can be paid if the information leads to an arrest or indictment. Quote, when we started Crime Stoppers of Hunterdon County 3 years ago, our focus was to provide an anonymous tip system for our community to communicate with law enforcement. Crime Stoppers has been really successful, as we have many tips that have led to arrests. What we didn't expect is that these arrests are also resulting in not just keeping our community safe, but also keeping the families, helping the families and those affected by these crimes to get help, stated Leslie Gable, who's the chair of Crime Stoppers of Hunterdon County. I know Leslie. Congratulations, Leslie. That's great stuff. Our situation we keep coming across is that wanted fugitives for narcotics, our arrests help guide them into getting the treatment that they are so desperately in need of, said Chief Sebastian Donnarumma. Crime Stoppers has been a tremendous help to law enforcement. The Hunterdon County tips and leads have led to the apprehension of persons involved in crimes such as sexual assault, burglaries, narcotics distribution, criminal mischief, and criminal assaults, said Michael Nugent of the Hunterdon County Prosecutor's Office. Crime Stoppers is fortunate to have a great partnership with our law enforcement and the Prosecutor's Office. The Prosecutor's Office reviews tips and disseminates them to the people proper law enforcement agency and unit within the office almost as quickly as they were received. The quick action is vital to crime fighting. Crime Stoppers is anonymous, and the ability to dialogue with tipsters anonymously is facilitated by a system that is unable to be tracked. The relationship between law enforcement, private citizens, and industry is invaluable to fighting crime, stated Hunterdon County Prosecutor Anthony P. Kearns III. Crime Stoppers also presented a program to teach community members how to avoid being a victim of crime. Representatives of the Federal Bureau of Investigation spoke about the physical security and identity theft. A data expert spoke about cloud security. A noted industry expert spoke about refusing to be a victim And Hunterdon County Prosecutor Anthony P. Kearns III reported on the state of the county and current crime and drug trends. Crime Stoppers receives no government funding. It raises money by holding an annual gala, which honors prominent members of the community who have aided the cause of law and order aided the cause of law and order in Hunterdon County. Sometimes the context of the sentence just doesn't work. This year's annual gala will be on November 12th at the Grand Colonial in Hampton and will recognize the Honorable Stephen B. Rubin, the JSC retired, and former Crime Stoppers board member Robert Stevenson. To become a Crime Stopper sponsor or to buy tickets to attend the gala, contact Crime Stoppers at crimestoppershunterdon.com and click Annual Gala. Anonymous tips can be submitted by calling Crime Stoppers 1-800-321-0010 or going to crimestoppershunterdon.com or text messaging HCTIPS plus your tip message to 2746237, which spells out the word crimes. Tipsters can also download the free mobile app Tip Submit and select Hunterdon County to submit anonymous tips. Via text messaging, all tips are anonymous and kept confidential. What is left out in here, and this is the part that I found really cool from a technological and a jurisdiction point of view, is the tips actually go to a central unit in Canada, and then they are sent down to the United States to us if you obviously do the Hunterdon County 800 line or the app or the HC tips. So from what I'm told, I didn't actually go through the due diligence of this, but from what I'm told, the jurisdiction is that Canada is not allowed to send the name of an individual to the law enforcement agency because we're crossed an international border. So that's why you are guaranteed anonymity, because they've made it so with the physical location of the center of this. So that's why you get it. Otherwise, you'd just be getting the assurance, and we know that we don't really trust that much anymore. So that's how it's actually physically created the ability to be anonymous because of the placement of the Crime Stoppers Central Center. Pretty cool stuff. All right, and let's see what else. So, anybody got a tip? We need one for the Hunterdon County Courthouse that was evacuated because of a bomb threat. The Hunterdon County State Superior Courthouse in Flemington was evacuated on Thursday morning because of a bomb threat, the Hunterdon County Sheriff's Department confirmed at the scene. The Sheriff's Department was alerted to the threat at 10:50 a.m. and evacuated the building shortly after. The building was reopened shortly after 1. Sections of Park Avenue, Main Avenue, Kapner Street were blocked off by police, public safety vehicles surrounding the courthouse, and pedestrians were not allowed to cross through. Hunterdon County Public Safety is also assisting at the scene. So if anybody's got an anonymous tip as to the person who did that, perhaps you'd like to call Crime Stoppers or send your text message in, and perhaps we could bring that individual in and have a little chat with them. What do you think? That would be kind of cool. We're at the 9:30 break. We got to do news and weather. I'll be back with more of Good Morning Hunterdon in just a few minutes. Thank you.
USA Headline News. I'm Ron Taylor. There's been yet another school shooting, this one taking place overnight on the campus of Northern Arizona University. Dave Zorn is the news director at KAFF Radio in Flagstaff, Arizona, and has some details.
So far, we've got one dead and three injured at a shooting about 1:20 this morning. It was outside Mountain View Hall. On the north end of NAU's campus. Now, the hall is primarily housed by Greek students for the majority of it.
The shooter is in custody, and there's been no word yet on what led to the bloodshed. This all comes on the same day that President Obama is due to meet with the families of victims of last week's deadly mass shooting at a community college in Oregon. One of the three men called heroes for thwarting a French train attack is recovering after being stabbed in Sacramento, California. Airman First Class Spencer Stone was stabbed repeatedly early Thursday morning after leaving a bar. Doctors say Stone is stable and expected to make a full recovery. A top executive at Volkswagen is blaming the company's admissions test cheating scandal on a couple of rogue software engineers. This is USA Headline News.
Did you know the government is scheming to seize your retirement and bank accounts? Hi. David Fisher, CEO of Landmark Capital Gold Group. Get the facts in a white paper called How to Protect Your Retirement and Bank Accounts from Government Seizure. Transfer your 401k or IRA into physical gold and silver and take possession with no tax liability. Call Landmark Capital at 844-715-9411. That's 844-715-9411 or landmarkgold.com.
Last season, Undateable pulled off an amazing live episode.
I remember that. The critics loved it, and the audiences loved it, too.
Yeah, guess what? Now they're going to do it every week.
Wow.
And it's more than that. The cast is going to be on social media during the show, like responding, reacting in real time.
That is so cool.
You could literally be a part of the show.
So it's not just live, it's alive.
Alive, right. Plus, they're going to have live guests and live musical acts.
Ooh, I love that.
Undateable Live premieres tonight in a one-hour event on NBC.
So we're all going to be alive together.
Yes, if you're living, watch this show live.
More trouble for the Oklahoma prison system when it comes to executions. Here's USA Senior Correspondent Jason Wirtz.
Oklahoma state officials are reacting swiftly to a report in the Oklahoma newspaper that the autopsy of an inmate executed for the rape and murder of an 11-month-old girl used a wrong drug. The autopsy of Charles Frederick Warner indicated the use of potassium acetate rather than the state-mandated potassium chloride. While potassium acetate is an acceptable substitute for potassium chloride, it was not authorized for use under state statute. Governor Mary Fallon has halted all executions while an investigation takes place, and the governor has even retained an outside counsel to investigate. State Attorney General Scott Pruitt said despite the independent investigation, his office will conduct their own investigation. I'm Jason Wirt.
Actress and singer Selena Gomez says she went through chemotherapy to treat a case of lupus. Gomez told Billboard magazine that's why she canceled the end of her tour in 2013, calling off dates in Russia and Australia. This is USA Headline News.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-479-2697. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-479-2697.
A study shows NYPD officers who worked at Ground Zero had 50% more cancer diagnoses than officers before the 9/11 terrorist attacks. With more, here's Scott Pringle.
This was an intensive NYPD study covering 20 years, and it just was released internally, but the New York Post got a hold of it. The study looked at roughly 40,000 NYPD officers working on 9/11, and it shows the cancer rate of the officers who worked at Ground Zero skyrocketed following the 9/11 attacks, an increase of 50% between 2002 and 2014, compared to 95 to 2001. It was noted there was a large increase in rare cancers like kidney and thyroid. Scott Pringle, New York.
Many kids are cared for by a nanny or babysitter, and having knowledgeable child care couldn't be more important when it comes to kids with food allergies. Dr. Brian Schroer with the Cleveland Clinic did a study to find out just how much the average nanny knows about food allergies.
They did a really good job of recognizing that food allergies in many instances can be life-threatening. They also did a very good job at recognizing that treatment with epinephrine is a good way of preventing severe life-threatening types of food allergies.
Dr. Schroer and his team surveyed over 150 nannies, and 37% reported caring for a child with food allergies. The study showed that nannies generally did a good job of recognizing major food allergens. Dr. Schroer recommends working closely with your nanny if your child has a food allergy in order to keep them safe.
Educate them on prevention of a reaction, making sure the foods that they prepare are safe.
I'm Ron Taylor, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
We're up to 61 degrees. It's overcast skies and Flemington. Calm winds expect, a 60% chance of precipitation today. Today is Friday, October 9th, TGIF. Mixed clouds and sun with scattered thunderstorms, gusty winds, and small hail are possible. A high near 80. Wind southwest at 10 to 15 miles an hour and chance of rain is 60%. Those scattered thunderstorms will be early, then partly cloudy after midnight in the evening. Low 46, winds northwest at 5 to 10 miles an hour, chance of rain 60%. Sunshine and clouds mixed and a high of 66 on Saturday, winds north at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Sunny along with a few clouds and a high of 71 on Sunday. On Monday, sunny 75. Cloudy with occasional rain showers and 70. Chance of rain 60% on Tuesday, and generally sunny despite a few afternoon clouds and a high of 66 on Wednesday. Our temperatures 66 in, let's call it Hillsboro, 64 down in East Amwell, 60 over in Baptist Town and the county complex, 62 over in White House Station, and 68 over in Alexandria. That's Good Morning, Hunter, and that's Hunter Chamber Radio weather. It's time for Hunter Chamber Radio sports scores and calendar for our five regional high schools. We start off with Del Valle. They faced Warren Hills in girls soccer and lost to Warren Hills 6-0. 2-1 victory, though, over Warren Hills in boys soccer, so they got it back in another part of the sport. And 2-0 win over Warren Hills in girls volleyball. So Del Valle took the series, I guess, is the way you'd look at it. I have some games scheduled, but I don't have the results for Hunterdon Central. So nothing on there right now. Move on to North Hunterdon. 1-1 tie with Watchung Hills in field hockey. 3-1 loss to Phillipsburg in boys soccer. 5-0 shutout of Warren Hills in girls tennis. And a 2-1 loss to Ridge in girls volleyball. South Hunterdon, 3-1 loss to Voorhees in an inter-county matchup, boys soccer. 2-0 over North Plainfield in field hockey. But a 2-0 loss in girls soccer to Phillipsburg. And moving on to Voorhees, 3-1 over South Hunterdon in boys soccer. We heard that one. 4-3 win over Mount St. Mary in girls soccer. 2-0 win in field hockey over Bernards. 4-1 over Roxbury in girls tennis. Oh, we missed a sweep. Come on, Voorhees. A 2-1 loss to Mount St. Mary in girls volleyball. Move on to our calendar. It's Friday. Friday Night Lights, but hey, you're going to have to watch out. There could be a thunderstorm coming through, and you need to prepare for that. So that will be at Jonathan Dayton when South Hunterdon Regional is there at 7 o'clock. It'll be at Voorhees at 7 when Cranford comes to visit. Rahway will be at Del Valle at 7, and Hunterdon Central will be at Union at 7. The Watchung Hills Central tennis match is changed to the, says the 19th. The Watchung Hill, we already got that one. I got that one, guys. Why are you repeating it? Hunterdon Central at Marlboro girls tennis today, 3:45. At 4 o'clock, Sparta's at Voorhees at 4 for tennis. Central's at Bridgewater for volleyball at 4. And the West Windsor Plainsboro Del Valle volleyball game changed to the 29th. Saturday, cross country, South Hunterdon will be at Thompson Park at 11:30. We have a field hockey game where Delaware Valley travels to Franklin at 9:30, and Sparta will be at Voorhees at 10. Field hockey between Phillipsburg and North Hunterdon has been changed to the 26th of October. The Hunter Moore and Sussex tournament is on. Central's at Newton at 10 a.m. for field hockey. More boys soccer, part of the HWS tournament. Del Valle's at Vernon at 10. And Hackettstown's at Voorhees at 10. North Hunterdon's at Hunterdon Central at noon. girls soccer, Belvedere's at Central at 10 a.m. And a volleyball tournament at Fairleigh Dickinson University. Hunter and Central will be there at 8 a.m. Volleyball tournament still goes on at Fairleigh Dickinson on Sunday, and then we get to Monday, the 12th, Columbus Day. Yeah, the schools are still open. Voorhees is at North Hunter and 345 for field hockey. At 4, South Hunter and at Princeton Day. Delaware Valley will be at Mount St. Mary at 4 o'clock. And Hackett's, that's all field hockey. Hackettstown boys soccer takes on Delval at 4. Tennis, 3:45. Somerville travels to Voorhees. Summit takes on Central. The noon Hunter and Central Westfield volleyball game has changed to the 17th. And that should cover it. We got a lot to talk about for Tuesday, so I'll do that on Monday. That is Hunter Chamber Radio Sports Scores and Calendar for our five regional high schools. Please support our local athletes. They love playing for a crowd. They do it because they love their sport. So we continue with, I don't know, scholastic news. It's not scholastic athletic news. Hunter and schools kick off walk to school season. So if you're seeing a whole bunch of kids walking, there's a reason. And it's the staff at NGA Advanced Media reports that the fall walk to school season is underway. This week at 12 Hunter and County Elementary and Middle Schools, as more than 1,000 local students are joining with students around the globe as part of the International Walk to School movement. Hunterdon schools are participating through the Hunterdon County Safe Routes to School program facilitated by HART Commuter Information Services, a local nonprofit dedicated to promoting sustainable transportation. They also are dedicated to giving me my traffic reports. Funding for the program is made available through the statewide New Jersey Department of Transportation Safe Routes to School program. It's geared towards students in grades K through 8, according to Tara Shepherd, Executive Director. The Safe Routes to School program has two simple goals. Where it is safe, get kids walking and bicycling. Where it is not safe, make it safe. Throughout the week, students are arriving to school via walking to school buses, designated chaperoned walking routes to school parents, faculty members, and students walk along the route, quote, picking up additional students along the way. Students at several schools designed posters and were converted into lawn signs amid displays along the walking routes to promote walking to school and pedestrian safety. Participating schools included Barley Sheaf in Raritan Township, Bloomsbury, Califon, Clinton Public School, Frenchtown, Hampton, Highbridge, Lambertville, Lebanon, Milford, Reading Fleming Intermediate School, Stockton. In addition, coordinating the Walk to School Days, HART provides safety presentations at participating schools throughout the school year to educate students on how to walk and or bicycle safely to school. All presentations are age-appropriate, highly interactive, and engaging. For more information on the Hunterdon County Safe Routes to School program, contact Ryan Fisher, Safe Routes to School Coordinator, at ryan@harttma.com. So it's harttma.com. Or call Ryan at 908-788-5553, extension 15. So yeah, if you happen to be walking, driving down, and you see a whole group of kids walking with a yellow cardboard bus, now you know why. They're walking to school. We're at another breaking point. Going to do a couple messages, a station ID, and I'll be back. We're on Good Morning Hunterdon, and you're listening to HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weikert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm a CPA with the accounting firm of Bedard Kowicki & Company, and I joined the Chamber to interact with new Chamber members and expand our mutual needs for business networking and giving back to the Hunterdon business community.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Good evening, this is Dr. Black and my pal Igor. We want to invite you to visit us at the haunted village of the Red Mill in Clinton, New Jersey. Come by to have a cup of hot tea with me on October 9th, 10th, 16th, 17th, 23rd, and 24th. Tickets are on sale online at the redmillhauntedvillage.org. The prices are $30 for regular admission and $45 for express pass. Don't forget to scare up a coupon from our local merchants. We hope to have you soon.
What?
I'm gonna pop some tags. Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm hunting, looking for a comma. This is fucking awesome.
Welcome back to Good Morning Hunterdon. A little Macklemore finishing up our day here. 9:48. You're listening to Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamber.com. We got tons of things still to talk about. Get your smartphone out, your pencil and paper, because we got some community news to go over. Here we go. Community Partners Reception on October 20th to benefit Catholic Charities. Staff at NJ Advanced Media reports that Community Partners of Catholic Charities, Diocese of Metuchen, including corporate sponsors and individual donors, are always in the minds and hearts of the organization's staff and those that serve. Through their donations and sponsorships, Catholic Charities, Diocese of Metuchen, is able to provide warm beds for the homeless, food for the hungry, emergency aid for disaster victims, and help for families in crisis, and many other services to the people of the four-county diocese, comprised of Middlesex, Somerset, Hunterdon, and Warren counties. In honor of the community partners and their generosity, the Diocese of Metuchen will host the Champions for Catholic Charities Community Partners reception from 6:30 to 8:30 on Tuesday, October 20th at Fiddler's Elbow Country Club, 811 Rattlesnake Bridge Road, Bedminster. All are welcome to attend. Proceeds from the event will directly benefit Catholic Charities, a nonprofit agency dedicated to assisting all people in need, regardless of race, religion, or ethnicity. Tickets for the Champions for Catholic Charities Community Partners reception are $250 per person. In addition, there will be a 50-50 raffle for $100 per ticket. Two winning tickets will be drawn at 8 p.m. at the event. Ticket holders need not be present to win. Donations and contributions of any amount will also be accepted in conjunction with this event. All donations to Champions for Catholic Charities are tax deductible. Besides individual donors, the Diocese of Metuchen is also working on corporate sponsorships, who will be recognized with varying public displays, including print advertisements in local newspapers. Sponsorship opportunities are still available. To register online or learn more, go to diometuchen.org/champions. For further information, email champions@diometuchen.org or call 732-562-2438. Truck or Treat event on October 24th at St. Paul Lutheran Church in Flemington. The staff at NJ Advanced Media reports that 9th annual Trunk or Treat event will take place Saturday the 24th, 1 p.m. at St. Paul's Lutheran Church next to the Hunter Medical Center. It's at 201 Route 31, Flemington, 908-782-5120. Go to stpaulnj.com. That's stpaulnj.com. Everyone is welcome. Church and school families decorate themselves and trunks of their cars to give out candy and treats. Trick or treat on the church front lawn, followed by warm food, hot dogs and chili, and cool crafts inside. Events take place rain or shine, all activities inside if necessary. I love the fact that it's happening, but, you know, there needs to be a little bit of work to get the food, you know? To get the treat, you got to work. We used to plan our whole strategic onslaught of the neighborhood. Now you're just going from car to car. Flemington Fine Artisans Show, set for November 1st, is historical Stangle Factory. Staff at NJ Advanced Media reports that the historic Stangle Factory in the heart of Flemington will come alive with color, flavor, and music at Flemington Fine Artisans Show, Sunday, November 1st, from 10 a.m. to 4. More than 30 local juried artists will display and sell their fine art, pottery, jewelry, photography, wood burning, wood turning, clothing, glass, calligraphy, fiber, and more. This event is an opportunity to acquire unique handcrafted items as well as a sample wines from Mount Salem Vineyards and gourmet foods from Baker's Treat and Salad Basket. In addition, hands-on children's activities will be provided by the River Valley Waldorf School. Admission and parking are free. To see more, go to huntingandhappeningmag.com, and there's the events there. Very cool. huntingandhappening.com. Check that out. Zombies will be descending on Frenchtown on October 24th. The staff at NJ Advanced Media reports that Frenchtown is bustling with activity from the month of October. As the river landscape changes color, the streets are decorated for the season with pumpkins, mums, and iconic scarecrows designed by students from Frenchtown Elementary, all to celebrate the fun that fall brings to town. The ghastly and sometimes goofy undead come to life on October 24th during Frenchtown's annual